Take your Bibles and turn with me, please, tonight to the Gospel of Matthew and the 14th chapter. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, beginning in verse number 22. Matthew chapter 14 and verse number 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." He said, "Come." When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were coming to a ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." I have two or three messages that I preach on a regular basis. And this is a message that I preach every time that a service day falls on September the 11th. We all know where we were and what we were doing 23 years ago today. We remember how we felt because to some degree we still feel that way. And events like natural disasters, school shootings, deaths of a queen, anniversaries such as the one we're celebrating today, right? Maybe celebrating isn't the right word, remembering today, remind us of the soon return of Christ in the skies and the coming judgment for this earth. So, the question always goes through my mind at this time of the year and other times when we remember some tragedies in our nation. What should we do when these cataclysmic events strike? What should we do when buildings fall and waters rise? When tsunamis strike? When any crisis comes, for that matter, whether catastrophic or simply mildly annoying. Some of you may know of somebody who was lost on 9/11. I think probably everyone of us, or most of us, have become aware of people that we know, or people that we know who were affected by the events that took place in the North Tower, the South Tower, the Pentagon, or that field in Pennsylvania. Certainly we were all affected, if not directly, at least indirectly. So what do we do? What do we do when tragedy comes? What do we do when cataclysmic events take place? What do? When something happens to make us mildly annoyed, that puts us out, that makes us leave our comfort zone? What do? When we watch what we saw last night and wonder about the fate of our nation? We know, we understand that Solomon said in Proverbs, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, he turneth them whithersoever he will." We know that whoever occupies the Oval Office, that the Lord Jesus is still on the throne. We know that. We understand that. We know that for the believer, this world is not our home. We're just pilgrims. We're sojourners. We're just passing through. This isn't our final destination. But still, even though we are not or ought not to be of the world, we are in the world. And we are affected by what takes place on election day. So what do? Well, let me give you several things here. Number one, we ought to have faith, not fear. Have faith, not fear. Look at verse 26 of our text. "When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear." Says they cried out for fear. Look what happened. Verse 27. Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." In verse 30. "But when he saw the wind boisterous," speaking of Peter, "he was afraid." In the next verse, verse 31. "Jesus said to him, 'O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?'" Have faith, not fear. Now listen, I'm not suggesting tonight that we should not express normal emotions of concern and uncertainty. I am concerned over the future of our nation. I am concerned about what's going to take place. I think one of the best statements of the debate was made at the end by President Trump. It should have been made in the beginning. It should have been his opening statement. And it would have been over right then. He said, she's talking about all these things that she's going to do when she's elected. She's had 3.5 years. Why hasn't she done them already? They've had more than 3 years. They've had almost 4 years to do these things that she's proposing. He said, why doesn't she leave here and go over to the White House? Go to the Congress and tell them what they're going to do in the next 60 days. So I am concerned over the future of our nation. And I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't express those normal emotions. I'm saying that fear, trepidation, is not a spiritual response. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Listen, I'm not going to comfort anyone by being afraid. Fear will only bring more anxiety. and more distress. As we observe the horror that's present on the faces of people who experience hurricanes and tornadoes and tsunamis, we can relate with them, whether we're related to them or not. And we Christians should not be naive to overlook the fact that the worst is yet to come for this planet. Yet we must not let fear reign during times of crisis. There are no answers in fear. Only faith will have the answer for us. Jesus said in Mark 11, verse 22, have faith in God. Just dial 911. Genesis 9:11, 9:11. I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there anymore be a flood to destroy the earth. Do you believe God's promises? All 30,000 of them? Tsunamis and hurricanes are localized. The rainbow is God giving us His word on this. Do we believe Him? Do we trust Him? Then the first nine verses of Genesis 11 is the Tower of Babel. Sinful man continuing to do his thing. But God's promise is held true, and it will to the very end. God's final judgment will be different. Not water, but fire. Praise God, we Christians aren't going to be here for that. Just dial 911. So have faith, not fear. Then secondly, do this. Pray. Don't panic. When we're facing a crisis, pray. Don't panic. When panic takes over, prayer ceases. We must pray for those who become homeless or who lose lost loved ones during a tragedy. We should still pray today for all ravaged by terrorism 23 years ago, for the ongoing worldwide war against it. Just dial 911, Nehemiah 9:11, and thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on dry land, and their persecutors thou threwest into the deeps as a stone into the mighty waters. The natural man panics, but the supernatural man prays. Dial 911. Job 9:11. Lo, he goeth by me, and I see him not. He passeth on also, but I perceive him not. Job didn't see God in some low times, but he knew that he was there. And he prayed until he got an answer. Dial 911. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's hard to see in the shadows. It can be scary there until we realize whose shadow it is. Dial 911. 1 Corinthians 9:11. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? Things are just that. Things. They pass away. But evil can't touch our spiritual things. The devil can't get anywhere near things that are spiritual. Our salvation is secure. We're in God's hands. Job said, naked came I into this world, and naked I shall return. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In eternity, material values don't matter. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And that's only part of the quote. I've got the whole quote on my wall in my office. It's by C.T. Studd. And I think the rest of it goes something like this. I don't remember. If you want to see it, come back to my office, you can see it. Something about, if I come to the end of my life, I pray that it'll be lit for you. But it's poetic. It rhymes. Anyway. Dial 911. 2 Corinthians 9:11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Truly, if we have Christ, we have it all. We're rich, we're blessed. We should be thankful in all circumstances. So what do we do when tragedy strikes? When 9/11 comes. Have faith, not fear. Pray, don't panic. The number three, believe God, don't blame Him. Believe God, don't blame Him. When these earth-shattering, life-changing, world-rocking things happen, it's not God's fault. What do we call it? An act of God. Some will blame Him. Some will turn against Him. Some will suggest that God is punishing certain individuals. By the way, there were those preachers, you probably remember, not even just preachers, there were people that were saying that 9/11 was God's judgment for fill in the blank. Abortion, homosexuality, promiscuity, whatever it is. And they were adamant about that, and they took a lot of criticism for that. Let me say, here's what I said about it, and here's what I continue to believe. At the very least, it was God trying to get our attention. And I had people ask me, you know, where was God on 9/11? Where was God during the Columbine school shooting? Where was God during the, you know, Sandy Hook school shooting? Where was God during the Boston Marathon massacre? Where was God in Oklahoma City? My answer to that is, well, He was exactly where you told Him to be. You told Him you didn't want Him in your schools. You told Him you didn't want Him in your government. You told Him you didn't want Him in your home. And God's a gentleman. He won't force His way in where He's not wanted. It's part of our nature to make ourselves feel better by assigning blame for something. Some will seek to blame the president, the government, FEMA, the CIA, whatever. There's a place for that, but it shouldn't be a political tool. It's about saving lives. So, dial 911. Ecclesiastes 9:11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. It's a sin-cursed world, and we're the sinners who cursed it. And sometimes bad things happen. Everything happens for a reason. Sometimes the reason is we make bad choices, amen? And we have to, you know, pay the consequences for that. I cleaned up that quote. It's so, bad things happen. Sometimes they happen because you're stupid. But sometimes bad things happen because we make bad choices. Dial 911. Daniel 9:11, that we'll look at in a couple weeks. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against Him. Dial 9:11, Deuteronomy 9:11. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me two tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. We shouldn't blame God, we should believe Him. God's not responsible for our circumstances. He wants to save us from them, and He will if we only believe. Like the blind man, we should dial 911. John 9:11, he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received my sight. We don't know all the reasons why things happen. One of the most difficult questions I get asked as a pastor and a preacher, why do bad things happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? And my most honest answer to that is I don't know why. I don't know why, but I do know that God's in charge. God is in control. So we must not blame Him. We must believe in Him. Have faith, not fear. Pray, don't panic. Believe God, don't blame Him. Then number four, respond, don't run. Respond, don't run. We must take this as a lesson and a call from God to do that which must be done. Dial 911. Matthew 9:11. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto His disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Jesus went where the opportunities were. He went to those who recognized their need. And we need to do that as well. We need to reach out. Listen. We need to reach out. Outside of these four walls. Dial 911. Luke 9:11. The people, when they knew it, followed Him, and He received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. He went to where the people were. Dial 911. Psalm 9:11. Sing praises to the Lord which dwell in Zion. Declare among the people His doings. I'll give you one more. Have faith, not fear. Pray, don't panic. Believe God, don't blame Him. Respond, don't run. Then number five, be assured, not angry. Be assured, not angry. Be assured that God always does the right thing. Be assured that God never makes mistakes. Our anger must be directed toward sin. Righteous anger must be directed toward the prince of sin. We must unite against the act of terrorism, not the terrorist. God loves the sinner. Their sin, not so much. God gave His Son for the sinner. What does anger do, though? Anger only enhances confusion and misunderstanding. So we need to focus upward in assurance, not outward in anger. In our text, Peter got into trouble when he looked at the storm. But when he looked at the Lord, he rose above the storm. We have a problem in that we always want to feel good as a society. I'm speaking generally. Those who walk with the Lord know that every day is a good day. Some are just better. Amen. God never promised that we wouldn't have storms. But He promised He'd go with us through the storm. Bad things happen, but God is good. Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan. He was handicapped. He was lame. His nursemaid was running with him and she dropped him. Made him lame. He had special needs, and our hearts go out to people like that, but the king took him in as his own and he lived and was blessed there. Just dial 911. 2 Samuel 9:11. As for Mephibosheth, Said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of my as one of the king's sons. I don't mind living hand to mouth as long as it's God's hand in my mouth. Amen. He who puts food on the table will put gas in the tank. If he can be trusted with our souls, he can be trusted with our feet and everything that stands above them. Just dial 911, Proverbs 9:11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. We can be assured that the goodness of God in all things is in all things if we have the assurance of salvation. Dial 911, Hebrews 9:11. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. Sometimes, listen, sometimes God's anger is poured out on wickedness. But he knows his own, and when he sees the blood, he passes over us. Dial 911. Exodus 9:11, and the magicians could not stand before Moses because of their boils. For the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And the wicked have their reward. Dial 911. Revelation 9:11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. So, what should we do in times of crisis? What should we do during catastrophic, bad stuff that happens? What should we do? What should we do? We must have faith, not fear. We must pray, not panic. We should believe and not blame. Don't run from problems. Respond to those in need. And depart in peace with assurance, not anger. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We can have confidence in that tonight. God's in control. And as long as we live in this wicked, sin-cursed world, bad things are going to happen. Sometimes, bad things are going to happen on a grand scale. Tragic things. Life-altering things. World-changing things will happen until Jesus comes. But take heart. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. May God help us to remember. Well, let's bow for prayer. Would you pray with me? Father, we love you. We thank you for the day. Thank you for allowing us to be here tonight.